Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
I'm Spencer Loomis in the Fox Sports Radio studios in Wausau. Welcome to High School Football Game Night on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. It's week 6 of the high school football season, and tonight, DC Everest hosts Wausau East. And if you missed any of the game tonight, you can listen to the podcast at foxsportswausau.com and wsau.com. Here are some other high school football games going on tonight. Wausau West hosts Kaukauna. Marshfield plays Wisconsin Rapids. Spash plays Nina. Wausau Newman is at Loyal. Merrill travels to Ashland. Mosinee plays Onalaska. Wittenberg Burnhamwood plays Iola Scandinavia. Marathon hosts Tomahawk, and Stratford travels to Edgar. And tomorrow, Stevens Point Pacelli plays Shiocton. I'll be back with scores at halftime. Now let's go out to Steam Stadium, where Chris Conley is standing by with the call of our first game. The only game, Wausau East versus DC Everest on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
And welcome to DC Everest Wausau East High School Football. I'm Chris Conley. It's homecoming for the DC Everest Evergreens, and we're just outside of Steam Stadium, taking in the end of the homecoming parade. We'll be up in the broadcast booth for coverage of tonight's game with a kickoff in about a half hour. These are teams that are sort of moving in an opposite direction. The Wausau East Lumberjacks are not likely to make the playoffs. They were hoping for better against Appleton East last week, a game they dropped 35-10. This was a 14-10 game in the first half, and Appleton East pulled away after halftime. The Evergreens put up 34 points, their best offensive output of the year last week. They got quarterback Nick Sarakowski back, and in some ways he was eased back into the offensive flow. He didn't play as much as he might otherwise, and Sarakowski was not asked to run as much. Wyatt Brown picked up the slack, 241 yards. The Evergreens were up by 3 scores at one point. Appleton West tried to make it competitive late in the game. The Evergreens still have playoff possibilities, but they have to start stacking up wins here in the middle part of their schedule. Wausau East could very much play the role of spoiler tonight. So for this homecoming, a parade, and then at halftime we'll see the homecoming queen and king in their court. Big homecoming dance coming up, and we'll also see a lot of DC Everest alumni coming home, so we'll be playing this game in front of a larger than usual crowd, with a lot of Wausau East Lumberjack fans too, filling the visitors' stands just across the way. If you're not here yet, come on down. Still some room for you, and what should be an interesting football game. Tom King, my colleague at Fox Sports Radio, has been the voice of the Wausau East Lumberjacks for 19 seasons. He spent some time with Wausau East head coach Scott Mallion after Wausau East practice yesterday.
Well, Coach, back to last week. I know it's disappointing, I would imagine, for your players and your coaching staff, a game that going in you thought was a winnable game and really didn't work out.
Yes and no, a little bit. We came away with some things that we thought we did really well. You know, defensively, we're making some improvement. It maybe doesn't show on the scoreboard, but, other than 4 plays in which we touched the guy at the line of scrimmage, you know, that's a big difference in the game. But, it's a good learning experience for those kids, for our players to know that, every play matters.
Yeah, it's almost sounding like a broken record this year, the big plays in every game that we're talking about.
Correct, and, that's the one thing you try to limit, and those are the things we work on, trying to get everybody the ball, but, those things happen. That happens at our level, happens at the pro level, and it's the things that really, from an offensive standpoint, you look at the same thing. When you're successful, you have a handful of big plays that lead to your success.
And on the other side of the ball, you left some big plays on the field.
Yeah, that's the thing. I point back to our loss against Rapids, and then this one against Appleton East. Same thing. We left points on the field when we had opportunities to get some, and those are huge for us. We can't give those things away.
We talk about some of the situations you find yourself in with the injuries. You put Tony Markward back on kickoff return duty, and it seemed to work out. He was getting some nice yardage on those kickoff returns, setting the offense up in pretty decent field position.
Yeah, he's got a little, he's got a little wiggle to him. He's got some speed. He's got a knack for finding the hole, even if it's really small. So I look for that to continue.
also getting looks in the passing game down the field, you were able to do that. They weren't all caught, but there were plays there to be made, and that you have to like that going forward.
You know, that's I was surprised because sometimes we, you know, in games past we've tried to throw the deep ball but tightly covered. This time we had people open and we just didn't convert on it. But that's all, you know, that's all part of the game. You just got to take good with the bad.
You talk about the receiving core. I think everybody expected Gritzmacher to do some things, and he has. Tim Nass has been a pleasant surprise at the wideout spot.
Yeah, you know, he is another kid that's just, he catches the ball, and he's got a knack for getting some yards after the catch, getting open. He's been a real kind of a little spark plug for our offense.
When you look at this game coming up tonight, Wyatt Brown has got to be a guy that jumps out at you on film. I mean, the speed that he possesses and the ability to get free, that has to be a real challenge to your defense tonight.
You know, it is, and they have got a couple people that are, you know, that have some good speed and quicks. You know, and, you know, we're trying to really, as this, I don't want to make this sound like a broken record, but we're really trying to fix ourselves and really work on ourselves and trying to get better, and that's, you know, he's a challenge within that process to get better.
They've given up a lot of yards and a lot of points. So, do you see a shootout tonight?
Well, I would hope not. I would hope that we could, play really good defense and stop them and be able to roll up some points ourselves and make it not be as close as or as high scoring as maybe their game the week before was.
Playing on turf, the difference between playing on that field as opposed to playing at Tom Field or one of the other grass fields?
I've had the opportunity to coach on turf. I don't really see too big of a difference. Tom Field is really well maintained and a good surface. So I don't know if it makes you any faster or slower or whatever. But, just the comfortability of knowing your surface and practicing on your surface, I think, helps a little bit.
How about the injury situation tonight?
We're pretty good. We're almost as healthy as we've ever been since the beginning of the year, so that's a good sign for us.
That's Scott Mallion, the Wausau East Lumberjacks head football coach, along with Tom King, voice of the Lumberjacks. Tom gets the rest of the night off. This is Tom King's 30th wedding anniversary weekend, and if you've ever met Tom's wife, well, let's say she's a very patient woman. Pre-game coverage continues next on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Okay, ready to order?
Oh, my aching shoulders.
Muscle aches and pains, not what you ordered. Well, you'll like our specialty at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's a fracture, sprain, or muscle strain, you can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
We are Buckhorn!
welcome back to our pregame coverage between D.C. Everest and Wausau East, 7 o'clock kickoff at Steam Stadium. I'm Chris Conley. We'll spend some time now with the D.C. Everest defensive coordinator, Matt Kleinschmidt. You recall this game last year, Wausau East had an early lead 7-6. Then the Evergreens outscored the Lumberjacks 22-7 in the second quarter to put the game out of reach by halftime. Over the last decade, Everest has won 9 of their last 10 meetings against the Lumberjacks. East's last win was a 32-29 thriller in 2011. Coach Kleinschmidt, let's talk a little about what's going to be a big loss on defense. It looks like you're going to be without Mike Plaza, one of your defensive stars, for the rest of the season.
No, unfortunately for Mike, we're going to be losing him here. He had a relatively severe elbow injury. The sad thing is, you know, you lose a player like that, you lose a leader like that, you lose, just a great kid to have on the field. And the good thing for him is he's a junior. He'll be back next year. He'll work his way through this, and he's got a lot of great football ahead of him. As far as replacing him for this year, you know, we have other guys that are going to step up here. We have a number of seniors and underclassmen that are going to get their chance, and, you know, they always relish at the opportunity step in and make their presence felt a little bit, you know. And I think in the big picture, we've done a pretty good job of developing those guys and getting them ready to step in. And I think come Friday night, I think we're gonna be okay.
I think the challenge is that we called Mike Plaza's name a lot during our broadcast, and he's one of those kids, yeah, nose is always around the ball.
Yeah. And that's really what he's developed into. You know, he played quarterback as a young player, and he developed into a defensive player, and works unbelievably hard in the off season, and studies his film and learns from his corrections, and he has only improved as the season has gone on, and he's had more game experience. That's true. I mean, he is around the ball. That's his game. Is, you know, he's going to find the football. He's going to, you know, make his correct reads, and he's going to get there and make a play. You know, and like I said, you know, it's unfortunate that you lose a player like that. But you know, that's also an opportunity for another guy to get some experience. You know, and that's where we're going.
And a really good natural athlete. I saw him during the baseball season, probably as pure a hitter as the school has for an underclassman, and also knows around the puck when he's playing hockey. Do you know if that's going to mess up some of his other sports, if he might miss some winter sports time as well? It looked like it's that kind of injury where it'll take a while to come back from.
He has the potential to. It's kind of up in the air exactly what the long-term prognosis is going to be, to make a definitive statement one way or another. That's beyond my credentials to say that. I'll just say this: if there's a player that's going to work and come back from this, and you know, I can say this without a doubt, it's going to be him. He is going to be the guy that is going to commit himself to coming back and being 100%, regardless of what sport he's in, as quickly as he can, just because he is that hard of a worker. And you know, we can talk about his athletic ability, and that's true. There's nothing that's false about that. But his work ethic is what makes him special, and that's what's going to see him through this, and that's what's going to make him successful, you know, whenever he does get back on the ice or on the field or, you know, on the diamond, wherever. So
let's talk about the defense last week against Appleton West. That's kind of a different team than what you had seen so far this year, far more pass-oriented than any of the teams that you saw before. A lot of blitzing, and a lot of times you got to the quarterback, but there were times that it seemed like they had the right play called on offense when you were sending extra men. They burned you a couple of times.
Yep, they did. You know, and that's the nature. That's what happens when you're a pressure defense like we are. You know, our philosophy is that if we see something where we can gain an advantage and put pressure on the quarterback and make him make a decision quicker than he's ready to make a decision, that's going to be to our advantage. And I think by the end of the game, we ended up with about 16 tackles for a loss or sacks. A combination of those two. So we look at that as, you know, those are definite game-changing plays. When we were successful, especially in the first half, it gave our offense another opportunity opportunity to score and to do some things and, you know, keep us off the field. And, you know, they took advantage of that, and, you know, that was great to see. They made some good adjustments in the second half. You know, they kept an extra blocker in. You know, they ran a lot more sprint out and kept that third receiver on their trip side in to block, and we were a little bit late in making some adjustments to get there. In the end we got the win. You know, and we can say what we want about you know, all that other stuff, but the bottom line is a win's a win, and you know, in this league those aren't going to be taken lightly. So we're going to, you know, definitely, you know, cherish the win and, you know, and learn from the things that we have to do better and make our adjustments quicker and you know, better things are ahead of us here.
That was probably the most pressure we saw your defensive secondary under. And, you know, they have a 6'5 receiver. Yeah. That Matt Reeder is the top receiver in the conference now. Yeah. Size-wise, you don't have anyone who could match up with him height-wise.
Right.
So that was always going to be a tough matchup. And I thought a lot of the plays where he burned you, the coverage wasn't all that bad, but sometimes he was faster at locating some of these underthrown balls.
Yeah.
So you've got a defensive back who's still backpedaling or hasn't turned his head yet, yeah. But he's got the height to begin with, and he's already seeing where the ball's going to go.
Well, definitely. And, you know, and his skill, you know, his skill is in running routes, you know, and you can see that in watching film, you know, and I knew that he's a very precise, very crisp route runner. And that's something that, you know, we worked on, you know, throughout the week, and, you know, we got to have our head on a swivel, whether we're in man or zone or, you know, whatever coverage we're playing, and we got to be able to locate the ball because he's going to locate it fast, you know, and that's what he did. You know, and a lot of the plays, you know, we were in position. We had executed the defense that we wanted to play on that particular down, and he found the ball, you know, and that's what a good receiver, that's what a great receiver does, you know, and you know, we haven't been tested with that much size and that much speed and that much precision up until this point, you know, and so, you know, that's, like I said, that's something that we have to learn from, and you know, once we learn from those things and we develop, you know, we get better at locating the ball and those things, that's going to be to our advantage.
I think the schedule sets up nice here because some of the things that your defense had to achieve last week are some of the same things you're going to be called on in tonight's game against Wausau East. This is a team that also throws the ball more than what you might see from other opponents. The run is kind of secondary. It's probably another quarterback that you want to try putting some pressure on.
Yeah, I mean, that's always our game plan, you know, and when we get a team that you know, we know is going to try to throw the ball around and spread us out a little bit. You know, we always want to see it. Where can we gain an advantage of an extra player or a free runner or somebody where it's going to take away a receiver from their patterns? You know, and that was... That's something where, you know, we're going to see that again. You know, that's obviously the game plan. They're a 50-50, a 60-40 run pass team. You know, and so, you know, we feel like we can have some success with putting pressure on the quarterback, you know, rolling a little bit of coverage, doing some things to kind of disguise where we're coming from. You know, and that's going to be our challenge to see if we can execute that and make plays when we have to make plays and, you know, locate the ball and you know, get sacks and get turnovers. You know, that's something that we haven't feasted on as much as we'd like to here in the last couple of weeks. We need to pick up that a little bit, and, you know, hopefully the ball bounces our way a couple times, and we'll take advantage of that.
One of the things that's been frustrating, I think, about the defense from where I watch the games up high is that you can work really hard to get favorable down and distance on defense. You've got a third and 10, or you've got a fourth and long, and you would think, you know, a defense you'd hope 9 times out of 10 gets off the field in those situations. And you don't have those percentages with this defense so far this year. Maybe you get off 3 times out of 5, but the other 2 times you wind up giving up a big play and you get burned for a first down. Is that a point of emphasis in practice, or do you have a sense of what's going on with the defense that sometimes, even with favorable down and distance, you're vulnerable to big plays?
Well, it's always something. It's always a point of emphasis, you know. And we always go through down and distance. You know, what are we going to do in this situation? What are we going to do in this scenario? And you know, try to put ourselves in the best position that we can. You know, and whether we're in a down and distance that dictates we play coverage, or we're in a down and distance that says we're going to put some pressure on the quarterback. You know, a lot of that stuff is predicated on their receivers and their quarterback's ability to deliver the ball, very, very cleanly and you know, with somebody in their face. And I think that, you know, as the season goes on, we get a better feel for, you know, where we are as a team. You know, are we, can we execute the pressure? Can we get to the quarterback? Can we disrupt his timing? And, you know, as the season progresses, you know, we get a little better feel of where we're at, you know. And unfortunately, we've had, this season where I feel like we're very good on first down and on second down, and we get to third down, and we get to a favorable third down situation, and we'll have something happen that kind of, you know, puts us back against the wall a little bit, you know, and then we have to fight our way back. And, you know, and I think in the past, I think we've seen more fourth downs this year than we have in recent memory. And, you know, and I don't remember playing this many fourth downs as we have up until this point, you know, and a lot of those fourth down plays, I felt like we've been pretty successful at. So, it's just a matter of us executing, of us realizing the situation, breaking down fundamentally and, you know, doing the things that we need to do to get off the field in those situations.
The defense was much better last week in the second half than they had been earlier. I mean, we had some games where if the offense has too many three and outs, you're putting your defense in a very tough situation, just conditioning-wise, because they're out there 10, 15 more plays than you'd like over the course of a game. The offense held the ball longer last week, and I thought that really help the defense out later in the game.
Well, you know, that's always the case. If you can look at your plays at the end of the game and you can see you've had 70 defensive plays, and you know that's always something that they can, man, it, you know, it's that's not something that you want to see, you know, for your defense. You want the three and outs. You want your offense to, you know, have 10 play plus drives, and you want to chew up the clock, you know, and keeping the defense fresh has been a little bit of a challenge for us this year. Last week, our offense did a great job. You know, they had long drives, they had sustained drives. I thought we ran the ball and chewed the clock, and that was great to see. You know, and I think we kind of we got a little spark going there a little bit, and I think that's gonna feed into us a little bit and help us out on defense to be sure that we're holding up our end of the game for four quarters and getting us successful by the end of the game.
Should be a great homecoming game for Friday night. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Defensive coordinator Matt Kleinschmidt. A couple of things to watch as this game unfolds. The DC Everest defense has been a little Jekyll and Hyde. The Evergreens have given up only 7 points to all of their opponents in the first quarter of their games this season, and we're now into week 6. But keep an eye on how the defense holds up after halftime. In the third quarter of games, this Evergreens defense has allowed 55 points to their opponents. The Evergreens have been outscored 55-7 in that third quarter. So in some cases, they've been a different team after halftime. Coach Matt Kleinschmidt, for being our pregame guest, gets lunch at the D.C. Everest High School cafeteria. They're celebrating homecoming with special cooking all this week, extra MSG and monounsaturated fat. It's lunch just like the class of 74 remembers it, all this week at the D.C. Everest High School cafeteria. Kickoff between the Evergreens and Lumberjacks is next after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You've been injured. You hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters? Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big city law firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
We'll be right back. now. D.C. Everest Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Coverage of Everest Football is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Ace Hardware in Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Langray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Telusti and Kennedy Law Firm, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, Valley Communities Credit Union, Hearing House, Young's Pharmacy in Wausau, and Coons Hearing Center, Schofield. Now with the play-by-play, Chris Conley.
And we welcome you back to Steam Stadium, where you could not imagine a nicer atmosphere for a homecoming. It's going to be a perfect night for football. What little wind there is not going to factor into the game at all. In fact, so far, all 6 weeks of our high school football season, we have not had a weather-impacted game, which has really made for a very nice season. Very large crowd at Steam Stadium on hand for homecoming weekend, homecoming dance tomorrow, homecoming parade preceding our game, and a pretty nice contingent of Wausau East fans who have made the trip across town to see their Lumberjacks play as well. We're about 5 minutes away from kickoff. I could tell you that the Evergreens have already won the opening toss, and they have elected to receive to start this game. We've been entertained for pregame by the D.C. Everest Marching Band, and we are going to go down to the field for the band's playing of our national anthem on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Very nice. Homecoming week allows so many students to show off their skills. It's not just a football showcase. If we can give you a word or two to preview tonight's game, I believe it is the Evergreens that have more offensive weapons. And the Evergreens are a team that's improving as they get more work out of starting quarterback Nick Sierakowski. Sierakowski was the starter last week after going down in week one with that ankle injury, so he lost 3 weeks of playing time. And I think last week he wasn't working with the full playbook. I mean, the things they were asking Nick Sierakowski to do were probably more limited than what you would normally have had he not lost that injury time. We didn't see Nick Sierakowski scrambling or running all that much. So he may be called on to do more today, and he may in fact be more of an offensive weapon. What a game last week for Wyatt Brown. 262 yards, three touchdowns. And again, with neither of these teams putting elite defenses on the field, it's going to be a question about whether Wyatt Brown can be stopped. I think the Evergreens could ring up a lot of yardage through their ground game today. The Wausau East Lumberjacks are not without their own offensive weapons. Bryce Widmark is a fabulous quarterback, and he's a big quarterback too at 6'3", 200 pounds. So he'll stand tall in the pocket, and he's among the leaders in the Valley's Football Association's Northern Division. Widmark is on the field a lot. He also handles the punting and the kickoff duties for the Lumberjacks. Wausau East in their road white jerseys, blue pants, red trim, and helmets. And D.C. Everest in the homecoming home colors. Green uniforms with the yellow pants and yellow trim. Everest defense being introduced to start the ball game. And the Evergreens defense, as you heard in our pregame show, is missing one key element. Mike Plaza, the junior linebacker, one of the most active defensive players, knows always around the ball, went down with that separated elbow and shoulder last week in the Evergreens win over Appleton West. So there's a missing starter and a missing active starter, one of the leading tackles for the D.C. Everest Evergreens defense, not part of the team today and will likely be out for the rest of the season. In fact, Mike Plaza's father out here just before our broadcast saying that he thinks the injury will likely impact his son's varsity hockey season as well, hoping that maybe he can come back in December or January. And of course, with a lot of those injuries, you don't know what the healing and recovery and then the rehab time is going to be like. Teams coming out onto the field for the opening kickoff. It'll be 71 degrees at kickoff time. Temperatures will fall into the 60s, a very comfortable night for football here at Steam Stadium in Schofield. Bryce Widmark to kick it off for D.C. Everest. Wyatt Brown and Kyle Zableski to return for the Evergreens. Zableski has broken off a couple of big kickoff returns so far this year. Ball's on the tee, ready for week six of high school football. Let's light this candle. Glad you could be with us on Fox Sports Radio. There's the approach. There's the kick, and it's a good kickoff. It's going to drive Zableski 5 yards deep in the end zone. He will not bring it out, and the Evergreens will start first and 10 at their 20-yard line. Evergreens last week substituted freely their two starting quarterbacks, Michael Nicholas, the pure dropback passer, and Nick Sarakowski, the rollout and scrambling quarterback. It's Nick Sarakowski who leads the Evergreens onto the field first and 10 from the 20-yard line. I would think that this Wausau East Lumberjack defense will be tested early. Sarakowski leads the team up to the line. He'll work from the shotgun. Three receivers set, two out to the wide side of the field. Sarakowski gets the snap. Handoff up the middle. Trying the far side, strung out is Wyatt Brown. He's down for a loss. Wyatt Brown's first step was towards the center of the field and then tried to go out to the wide side. Brought down for a loss of 2 yards on first down. So take back what we'd said about a suspect Wausau East defense. Look just fine. Second and 12 with backs in the I formation. Sarakowski handoff here, and there's room up the middle for Wyatt Brown. Brown gets back the lost yardage and then some out almost to the 30-yard line. He's just short of first down yardage. Wyatt Brown gets 11, needed 12 for the first. It'll be third and about a yard here. D.C. Everest football brought to you by Tulesti and Kennedy SC, attorneys at law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. It's a long yard that needs to be picked up here. Backs in the eye and Sarakowski under center. Handoff, Wyatt Brown carries again, first down yardage. Brown's handled the ball on all three plays from scrimmage. He has 3 yards there. Ball is out to the 32-yard line, and it's first and 10 as the Evergreens convert on first down. It's the opening possession of the game, 10:44 to play first quarter, and no score in the early goings on the homecoming week for the Evergreens hosting the Wausau East Lumberjacks. Evergreen's going to spread things out here. Four receivers, two out to either side, and Sarakowski is not under center here. Snap was high, ball is loose, it's on the ground, and recovered by Wausau East. The snap to Nick Sarakowski was high, it hit off the shoulder pads and bounced towards the line of scrimmage, and Wausau East has recovered the first fumble of the ball game out at the 37-yard line. Evergreen's committed only one turnover last week. And we're less than 2 minutes into the ball game, and the Evergreens have put the ball on the ground, and Wausau East will start at the 38-yard line. See if it's the Lumberjacks who can be opportunistic in the early stages of the ball game. Their senior quarterback, Bryce Widmark, leads the team up to the line of scrimmage. Brennan Becker is the featured back, and he's all alone in the backfield. Three receivers bunched to the wide side, and there's a handoff to Becker. He's met at the line of scrimmage. He didn't get back to the line of scrimmage. He's thrown back for a loss of a yard.
And he was tackled on that play by number 36, Cody Cocker.
Cody Cocker was the Evergreens defensive lineman who swarmed that play under. Lost maybe a half yard. In fact, maybe he got back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be a second and 10 coming up here with 9:58 to play first quarter. Evergreen's picked up a first down and put the ball on the ground.
Bringing up second and 10 for the Lumberjacks.
See if Walsall East can do anything with it here. Widmark will work from the pistol with a single back. Receivers out to either side, and it's Brennan again up the middle. He's got more yardage there. Walsall East's offensive line moved the line of scrimmage forward, and it's a gain of 3 or 4 yards there for Brennan Becker. Becker moves the ball inside the 35. It's down to the 34-yard line. It'll be 3rd and 6 coming up. Just from where the ball is on the field, this is likely 4-down territory. Probably not a punting situation if they don't pick up first down yardage and unreasonably long for a field goal try. Receivers out to either side, single back. Widmark will pass here. Three-step drop, looks underneath, in coverage, passes complete for first down yardage. Nice catch over the middle to Tim Nass. Nass was slanting in. He had the inside position, and the ball was delivered right, Johnny, on the spot, down to the 23-yard line. It's a gain of 9 and a first down for the Lumberjacks as they move the ball down closer to the goal line. 8:45 to play in this scoreless first quarter. Lumberjacks use 3 receivers here, 2 of them on the near side of the field. Widmark with a long snap, handoff up the middle. Becker roped in the backfield, and down he goes. Lost a yard there. Mitchell Bowles was in there. Cody Cocker in there for defense, too. The Evergreens got good penetration. That play went nowhere. Back him up a yard, 2nd and 11. Evergreen's defense has been kind of quirky. They've been solid on first down all season. And just when you think they get into favorable down and distance, we've seen this over and over again. A team gets to 3rd and long or even 4th and long, and the Evergreens have been vulnerable to big plays when their defense is on the field in those situations. Here's a 2nd and 11. Quarterback and a running back in the backfield, receivers out to either side. Design pitch, and met in the line of scrimmage, swarmed under for a loss. That didn't go anywhere. Matt Grady carrying, and Grady didn't get the corner. Lots of penetration on that far sideline. He lost 3 or 4 yards. 3rd and long coming up here. It'll be 3rd and 15, pushed back at the 29-yard line. Mitchell Bowles got the corner there and didn't let the running back turn it upfield. D.C. Everest football brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Again, I would speculate we're in 4-down territory here. 3rd and 15 from the 29-yard line. Quarterback pass under pressure, tripped up, and down he goes. Bryce Widmark is sacked back at the 35-yard line. Brady Burrell came in there. And Burrell was already on the ground, kind of rolled into the quarterback's legs. And the 4th down and very long coming up here. It's 4th and 23. And Bryce Widmark, the quarterback, is out in field goal try formation. The kick would come from the 42-yard line. Here comes, if they actually kick it, a 52-yard try. They are indeed going to kick it. Long line drive kick, has the distance, but is wide left. A 52-yard field goal try is no good, and the turnover does not hurt the D.C. Everest Evergreen. 6:25 to play first quarter, and we are still scoreless. Tonight's D.C. Everest Walsall East broadcast brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. And Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of D.C. Everest Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Evergreen's 1st and 10 after the missed field goal from the 20-yard line. It is Nick Sarakowski still in at quarterback, 3 receivers near side. He will pass, fakes, has good protection, rolls out towards the near sideline, pumps again. He'll keep it himself, turn up field, dancing along the sidelines, out of bounds for a gain of just 1 or 2. Not much there for Nick Sarakowski, but he got a lot of time from his offensive line. Pushed out of bounds by Sam Romanski. They'll give him 2 yards, 2nd down and 8. Evergreens have struggled with production on first down. Over the body of work for this season so far, the Evergreens have had far too many second and thirds and longs, not favorable down and distance for them. Sarakowski will work under center with two receivers out to the wide side. Gets the snap, fakes the handoff. Nope, it's a handoff right up the middle. Positive yardage for Wyatt Brown, diving forward across the 30. He's got first down yardage out to the 31-yard line. It's a gain of 9. Wyatt Brown's fourth carry. You can see already he's going to be a workhorse for the Evergreens. Wyatt Brown with 3 touchdowns last week in the Evergreens' 7-point win over Appleton West, 34-27, the team's best offensive output of the season. Low snap again to Nick Sarakowski. He will keep it, dances forward, and does not get back to the line of scrimmage. In fact, the Walsall East Lumberjacks are claiming that they stripped the ball away before Sarakowski went down, and that is indeed what the referees say. It's another turnover. Sarakowski was stacked up after that bad snap. It's the second time that the Evergreens have turned it over on a bad snap. And Sarakowski, they're going to say, lost control of that ball while he was moving back towards the line of scrimmage. It's turned over to Walsall East again, and the Lumberjacks will start at the 31-yard line. The football has not been in the other half of the field at all so far in this game, and the Evergreens are living dangerously. 5:39 to play first quarter. First and 10, no score. Bryce Widmark from the shotgun, low snap to him. He's going to pass. He's under pressure, hit as he throws, and intercepted, goes right back to DC Everest. Widmark was hit and was falling down. Mitchell Bowles with the interception along the near sideline. Sometimes discretion's the better part of valor. Quarterback was going down and was not in position to deliver a strong pass there. And one play later, the Evergreens get the ball back, and they'll take over at the 21-yard line. You would like to think, record-wise and what we've seen so far, that the Evergreens are the better team. They have been the sloppier team so far in this game, and we are scoreless. Nick Sarakowski works under center. Handoff, Wyatt Brown. Brown's got a hole up the middle. Offensive line opened up a big gap for him, and he goes across the 30, out across to the 32-yard line. It's a gain of 12, and a first down for Wyatt Brown. DC Everest Walsall East Sports brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highway 29 and J in Weston. Evergreens hurry up to the line of scrimmage. Backs in the eye. Second man through is Wyatt Brown carrying again. Tries to get to the far side. Not much there. The ball advances from the 32 out to the 35-yard line. Sam Romanski with the stop did a good job of keeping Wyatt Brown from getting the corner. Second and 7, as the Evergreens will be a little more deliberate here. They huddle up and now come to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers out to the near side. That's Mitchell Bowles, their leading receiver, one of the pair. Backs again in the I formation. Pitch back to Wyatt Brown. A lot of penetration in the backfield. Brown struggles to get back to the line of scrimmage. He may have lost a yard there. Pushed back. That time it was the Lumberjacks defensive line that won at the line of scrimmage. Andy Cravens was there for the stop. It's a loss of 1. Third and 8. Next snap will likely bring us under 4 minutes to play in this scoreless first quarter. Two receivers out to the far side. Mitchell Bowles is on the field here. Nick Sarakowski will work their center. Three-step drop. Has protection. Looks for Bowles underneath. He's caught it. Complete at the 40. Out to the 45-yard line. That's first down yardage. Gain of 10 yards on the completion. And the Lumberjacks move the sticks. Evergreens Lumberjack football tonight brought to you by Intercity State Bank, serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, businesses, inviting you to come bank with us. And there's a penalty here that is going to go against DC Everest and will wipe out the first down pass. Costly penalty. Waiting for an indication from the field. What had been a 10-yard completion is going to be an illegal motion, illegal procedure against DC Everest. Walk off 5 yards, and what was 3rd and 8 becomes a 3rd and 13. Evergreens have not been a heavily penalized team, although they have been hurt so far this season with penalties in the red zone. Here's a penalty that wipes out a first down. Third and 13, Sarakowski to pass again. He's under pressure, throws, and this pass goes over his receiver's head. It's intercepted. These teams have just been trading turnovers. Ball was picked off at the 40, run back across the 30 and down to the 25-yard line. That is the third Evergreens turnover. And the Lumberjacks will start at the 25-yard line.
Randy wants that ball back to the Evergreens 24-yard line. First and 10, Lumberjacks.
The Lumberjacks have started their drives in this game. This is their third possession. At the 34, the 31, and the 25-yard line, all in D.C. Everest territory, all because of Evergreens turnovers. Two fumbles and now an interception. The officials are stopping play here as Walsall East is about to come out to the line of scrimmage. One of the Lumberjacks' offensive linemen has an equipment problem. So the Lumberjacks still struggling to take advantage of the short field that they've had all night. First and 10, 24-yard line. And Bryce Widmark will work under center with receivers out to either side. It's a handoff up the middle. Stood up in the hole and not much for Brennan Becker. Becker has only 2 or 3 yards. Give him 3 there. Ball down to the 22-yard line where it will be 2nd and 7. D.C. Everest, Walsall East football brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. Lumberjacks being more deliberate as well in the huddle here. They break huddle and come up to the line of scrimmage. Bryce Widmark will work from the shotgun. 3 receivers, 2 spread to the near side. Brennan is his lone running back, and Brennan gets the handoff. Tries to get the corner, roped down before he got to the line of scrimmage. Cody Cocker came up with a nice defensive play there. That play went forward for only 1 yard. It'll be 3rd and 6 or 7 here. For the Lumberjacks to get a first down, they'll need to move the ball inside the 15-yard line. Both teams have been able to pick up only 1 first down. The Evergreens had a 2nd first down call back on a penalty. So far, the story of this game, 3 Evergreens turnovers. Lumberjacks have not capitalized on the first 2. They're trying to make this 3rd different. Shotgun formation with 1 receiver out to either side. Widmark gets the snap. Sets up, throws to the end zone. 1-on-1 coverage. Caught in the end zone. Touchdown, Lumberjacks. Tim Nass. 21-yard touchdown pass. Well, the Evergreens were going to get burned sooner or later if they were as careless with the football as they have been. And they just were. Walsall East goes up 6-0. With an extra point try coming up. Again, the ball has not been on the other side of the 50-yard line so far tonight. Quarterback Bryce Widmark stays on to try the extra point. Here's the snap. Kick towards the uprights is good. And Walsall East takes a 7-0 lead over D.C. Everest. We're back after a 30-second timeout on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to D.C. Everest, Walsall East High School football at Steam Stadium. I'm Chris Conley. Where Walsall East has just capitalized on a D.C. Everest turnover. Quarterback Nick Sarakowski was intercepted. 3 plays later, a 21-yard touchdown pass, Bryce Widmark to Tim Nass, and it's 7-0. Evergreens so far have shot themselves in the foot, have not been careful with the football. Widmark to handle the kickoff duties. Wyatt Brown and Kyle Zableski await back at the goal line. Widmark's got a big leg. He put the first one through the back of the end zone. This kick is shorter. Zableski will take it at the goal line. He briefly fumbles it, and they're going to say that he was down in the end zone. Evergreens will start at the 20-yard line. So far, we've seen quarterback Nick Sirikowski exclusively. See if that changes here. Nope, Sirikowski is back out. Michael Nicholas, who got a lot of playing time while Sirikowski was hurt, is more of the pure dropback passer, but Nicholas remains on the sidelines here. So here comes Nick Sirikowski, and all three of the turnovers are on his ledger. Two fumbles and an interception. Wyatt Brown, handoff here, has got some room up the middle, goes from the 20 to the 25-yard line before he's pushed back.
And he was brought down that play by
Aiden Shine underneath to make the stop there. More often than not, the DC Everest offensive line has been winning the battle at the line of scrimmage while the Evergreens have had the ball. They've opened up some nice holes for Wyatt Brown. Brown's already had a lot of touches in this game. And here's a manageable second and five with Nick Sirikowski under center. Keep the ball on the ground again. Wyatt Brown tries the far sideline. Gets out close to first down yardage. It's going to be a little bit short as he's roped down at the 29-yard line. Gabe McGinty out there to make the stop along with Sam Romanski. It's going to be third and one with 1:15 to play in the quarter. You get the feeling the Evergreens will be fine if they can settle in and protect the football. We've seen four turnovers so far. Three of them charged to the Evergreens. Here's third and one. Sirikowski got the defense to drop. There's no flag. Handoff up the middle. Wyatt Brown's got first down yardage. Bust it down the far sideline. Big gain across the 40. 45 and out of bounds at midfield. It's a 21-yard gain down that far sideline. And Wyatt Brown is just faster than a lot of the defensive players that he's playing against. Once he cut that ball up the far sideline, he had a lot of room there. Clock stops while the chains are moved with 47 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Get the feeling the Evergreens did not expect to see themselves trailing in this game, and they're down 7-0. Second man through is Wyatt Brown here, gets the handoff, and he's got 3 yards on first down. Down to the 47-yard line. Evergreens football on Fox Sports brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union. Serving all of central Wisconsin, to find a branch near you, see valleycommunities.org. Quarterback Nick Sirikowski goes over to the sidelines to get the play and will run it in himself. Clock is moving with 20 seconds left in the quarter. This may be the final snap of the first quarter here. Evergreens put two receivers down to the near side, backs from the I formation on second and 7. And Sirikowski will hand off to Wyatt Brown, avoids one tackle, busts it down the far sideline. He's got room there. He stays inbounds across the 40, 35, down to the 30-yard line. A gain of 16 for Wyatt Brown. And they'll spot the ball right at the 30. And because he stepped out of bounds, clock stops with 4 seconds to play, and we have a penalty marker down here. And Wyatt Brown's run has been wiped out by a hold. The hold happened as he busted that play down the far sideline. Holding in high school football is a spot foul, so we'll go 10 yards back from the 45-yard line, and the ball will be marked at the 45 on the Evergreens half of the field. And as we respot, second and 15 after the penalty. The Evergreens have done themselves no favors so far in this ball game. 3 turnovers, 2 penalties. Both penalties wiped out first down gains. So now on second and long, handoff, Wyatt Brown will carry again. Brown was hit squarely as he got close to the 50-yard line. It's going to be third and 11. It was Nathan Reedy actually spelling Wyatt Brown, and he got 3 yards. That's going to do it for the first quarter. Wausau East leads D.C. Everest 7-0. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Check it out. It's free. Cloverbelt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Cloverbelt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free because it comes with a big difference benefit only CCU provides, the Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card, and your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise, you can travel, download music, videos. There are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Steam Stadium on a perfect night for football. I'm Chris Conley. We start the second quarter with the Evergreens facing a third and 11 at the 48-yard line. And Nick Sarakowski is in the shotgun. He's got four receivers, two to either side. It's a design rollout. Sarakowski looking, throwing, complete to Mitchell Bowles. First down! Evergreens needed that. They convert on third and long. Passes across the 40 and out of bounds at the 38-yard line. Nick Sarakowski, first time we've seen a design rollout, and he delivered his pass right on the mark to Mitchell Bowles. So the Evergreens are able to overcome a penalty there and are able to move the sticks to keep this drive going. Sarakowski again. Empty backfield formation. He's under center. Handoff now. That's Wyatt Brown. And Brown, again, going straight up the middle. The Everest offensive line is winning that fight. He's got 5 yards. He's across the 35, and he's down to the 34-yard line. The Evergreens are trying to overcome what's been a very poor start in this game. If you are just joining us, Nick Sarakowski fumbled on the Evergreens' first possession, a bad snap that hit him in the shoulder pads. He fumbled on the team's second possession when he was stripped while trying to run towards the line of scrimmage. And then threw an interception on the team's third possession. On second down, Wyatt Brown carries again. Brown is met at the line of scrimmage, bounces off that tackler, and moves forward for 4 or 5 yards. He's close to first down yardage. Sam Romanski with the defensive stop for the Lumberjacks. He's going to be just short. Ball's at the 29-yard line. It's going to be third and one. Lumberjacks leading the Evergreens 7-0. 11 minutes to play in the half. Nick Sarakowski will be under center here, third and short. Wyatt Brown is in the backfield. Handoff, Wyatt Brown straight ahead. First down yardage. Didn't get much, but didn't need much. He gets 3 yards. And the Evergreens are stringing first down yardage together here, and this is their most impressive drive of the ball game so far.
That carry by Brown was good enough for an Evergreen. First and 10.
Wyatt Brown, when the Evergreens have kept the ball on the ground, has all the ground yardage except for two plays. Nick Sarakowski on one keeper and Nathan Reedy. First and 10. Quick pass out to the flat. It's complete to Mitchell Bowles. Bowles has some blocking. He's across the 25. Down across the 15. 10 breaks a tackle. He's inside the 10-yard line. And Mitchell Bowles moves forward for a 21-yard gain. First and goal for the Evergreens. Their first trip into the red zone of the night. That pass went right out to the flat at the line of scrimmage. It was Mitchell Bowles was able to turn it upfield and do it with his legs. First and goal, put the ball right at the 5-yard line. Quick snap, Sarakowski handoff, Wyatt Brown tries to cut it to the near side, gets the blocking and gets into the end zone. Wyatt Brown, touchdown D.C. Everest. By far the Evergreens' most impressive drive of the game. Well, it's the first drive that they haven't put the ball on the ground or turned it over. Kyle Kurtenbach is out to try the extra point. They will shift into this extra point formation, keeping the direct snap on the table until the last minute. Kurtenbach awaits the extra point try. If it is true, we will be tied. Here is his kick, and it is through the uprights. The game is even at 7-7. Back after a 30-second timeout on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Mom can still rock the dance floor. Oh, my hip.
When those joints just can't swing it, make the right move by coming to Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, and you'll soon be doing your happy dance. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
We are Fox Sports!
Back at Steam Stadium, I'm Chris Conley, and the DC Everest Evergreens have just evened up this ball game. The Evergreens went 80 yards. This started back at the 20-yard line after a touchback, capped off by Wyatt Brown's 5-yard touchdown run. The Evergreens bailed themselves out on a long 3rd and 11. Two key receptions on that drive, with Nick Sirikowski connecting with his favorite target, Mitchell Bowles. Lumberjacks about to get the ball, and this is the first time they will likely be playing with a long field. On all three of their touches so far on offense, the Lumberjacks started in the Evergreens' end because of turnovers. Curtinbach's kick is all the way back to the goal line. It'll be down there, and it'll be a touchback. So again, Wausau East is looking at the long field for the first time this evening, back at their 20-yard line. D.C. Everest, Wausau East football is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union. They were voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. And here comes Bryce Widmark with his running back, Brennan Becker, in the backfield. Three receivers in this set, all bunched to the near side of the field. Widmark, handoff up the middle. Becker is met at the line of scrimmage, goes nowhere. Gang tackling for D.C. Everest. Cody Cocker led the charge, and it's a loss of a yard. There was penetration in the backfield as Becker got the handoff from his quarterback there. Again, the Lumberjacks have not had to put together a sustained drive. Their one touchdown came when they inherited the ball after an interception at the 31-yard line. Widmark went over to the sidelines to get this play. His Lumberjacks are huddling up here for second and long. Tied 7-7 with 9:20 to play until halftime. And now we've got a whistle, and Wausau East is going to take a timeout. Why don't we take one, too? A one-minute break. 7-7's our score. We'll be back at Steam Stadium on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Back at Steam Stadium, it was the Wausau East bench that took the timeout, and after that timeout, pass complete out to the flat, turning the ball upfield for a short gain underneath. Is Camaro Guchmacher. It's not a very big gain, though. It's a gain of, let's see, a gain of 6 or 7 yards. It makes third down more manageable. The ball's out to the 25-yard line, and Wausau East needs the 30 to keep this drive going. Yeah, they got a little more than half of what they needed after calling that pass play out of the timeout. 9:13 to play in the first half, tied 7-7. Widmark will work under center here. He's got three receivers out to the wide side. Evergreen send pressure. Blitz coming. He's hit as he throws, and the pass is incomplete. Widmark was unable to set his feet, and the Evergreens gamble and sent extra pressure on third down. And because of it, the D.C. Everest Evergreens defense will get off the field. Widmark was under pressure as soon as he got that snap. The Wausau East offensive line struggled to pick up the ex-blitzers there. Third, fourth down now, fourth and five. And Widmark will stay on in punt formation. The kick will come from about the 10-yard line, so the Evergreens figure to get good field position. Kyle Zableski to return the kick. He's waiting at his own 40. Here's the kick, kind of off the side of his foot. Not a good punt. Went up in the air. Fair catch called for across the 50-yard line at the 47-yard line by Kyle Zableski. and the D.C. Everest Evergreens will start in the Lumberjacks' half of the field. All right, the Evergreens went 80 yards on a long, sustained drive the last time they had the football. Wausau East has just gone three and out, and their defense is right back onto the field. An opportunity knocking for the Evergreens to take control of this ball game. We have seen only Nick Sierakowski at quarterback. He's out there again working under shotgun. No, he's under center here with backs in the I formation. Second man through, this is Reedy. Reedy line of scrimmage down to the 45-yard line. He's got a gain of 2 or 3 yards, 2.5. Reedy spelling Wyatt Brown there. Matt Grady on the stop for the Lumberjacks. Tied 7-7. Evergreens looking to take their first lead. Sierakowski under center. Reedy carrying again. Spins, breaks a tackle. He's across the first down marker. He's got a gain of 8 yards. Down to the 37-yard line. Good second effort there by Reedy. Reedy is a junior. He figures to be the Evergreens' featured running back next season. And he's gained some valuable seasoning so far this year. And it is again Reedy who is in the backfield spelling Wyatt Brown here. Nick Sierakowski is under center. Backs in the I formation. Sierakowski looks to pass. Out to the flat. It's complete to Kyle Zableski. Zableski turns it upfield across the 30 down to the 28-yard line. It's a gain of 8 or 9 there. That's a first down. No, just short of a first down.
And on that stop for the Lumberjacks was number 5.
Zableski went down near the far sideline. Not quite out of bounds. Clock continues to run as we go under 8 minutes to play. So the Evergreens are driving.
28-yard line.
And it is Nate Reedy again. And it is Kyle Zableski again. So top receiver Mitchell Bowles is not out on this set either. Sierakowski, the quarterback, is under center. Wausau East with a six-man front. Sierakowski with kind of a weird backhanded handoff. What the heck was that? Nate Reedy carried it, and he went backwards. Sierakowski almost like he was going to fake some kind of jump pass and then reach behind him for the handoff. Didn't fool anyone and looked awkward. Reedy lost 2 yards. Third and three. You hate to see a drive interrupted on kind of a quirky play that doesn't work, and that's what happened there. Here comes third down. Sierakowski is under center. Wyatt Brown checks back in. It's a pitch back to Brown. Brown's got room, and he is moving forward. I think he's got the first down. He needed three, and I think he's got three. Depends on the spot. Looking across here, and you know what? He may be short. We're going to measure. From where the ball is spotted, Wyatt Brown is short by about half a yard. There will not even be a measurement. 6.5 minutes to play in the half. No decision here for the Evergreens. They're going. And you would think this is the right call. The Evergreens offensive line has been able to push Wausau East back consistently tonight. So here comes 4.5 yards. Nick Sierakowski, the quarterback, is under center. Jumping, no flag. Handoff up the middle. First down yardage, D.C. Everest. Wyatt Brown went right up the middle. And I thought the defensive front for Wausau East jumped there, but apparently they didn't jump into the neutral zone. Wyatt Brown gets 2 yards on the carry. The ball's down to the 25-yard line, and it's a first down. The drive continues on a fourth down conversion. Evergreens football brought to you by Ace Hardware Weston. More than a hardware store, they're a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Evergreens huddle up after picking up the first down yardage. Nick Sierakowski will operate under center. Two receivers to the near side. Looks to Mitchell Bowles over Bowles' head in the flat and incomplete. And Bowles had some blocking out in front of him if he could have made that catch. He could have turned that ball upfield. Instead, the throw a little errant. And that's the first really bad throw from Nick Sierakowski, who's just off the mark there. Sierakowski's earlier interception, he was under pressure and was hit as he threw that interception. And that led to the Wausau East touchdown. The Evergreens got their touchdown the hard way, a long, sustained 80-yard drive. They're trying to do the same thing again. It is second and 10 from the East 25-yard line. Sierakowski fakes the pass, now throws towards the end zone, blown coverage, all alone in the end zone, touchdown for Kyle Zableski. The Wausau East defender bit on a fake and then lost his footing. Kyle Zableski was all alone in the end zone. It's a 25-yard touchdown completion from Nick Sierakowski, and the Evergreens have taken their first lead of the night. Kyle Kurtenbach is out to try the extra point as the Evergreens shift from direct snap formation into kick formation. Zableski awaits the snap for the point after touchdown. There it is. The kick is up and good. D.C. Everest 14, Wausau East 7. 5:32 to play in the half. Back after a 30-second break on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Ugh, my elbow.
Tennis elbow? Bone and Joint Walk-In Care is the perfect match for bone, joint, and muscle strains. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Week 6 High School Football Coverage. Homecoming night for the D.C. Everest Evergreens. I'm Chris Conley, and we have 5:32 to play in the first half. The Evergreens have now scored 14 unanswered points and have taken their first lead of the game, 14-7. Kyle Kurtenbach is ready to kick off. Matt Grady awaits the kick for the Lumberjacks. And there's the kick. It's a low line drive kick. Grady goes back to the goal line, and he will stay there, take it at the 20-yard line. Both kickers have showed off strong legs so far in this game. The pressure shifts here to Wausau East, if nothing else, to keep their defense off the field. The Evergreens have converted their last two touches, an 80-yard touchdown drive and a 46-yard touchdown drive. And particularly in this second quarter, the East defense has been on the field for a long, long time. See if the East offense can move the football here. And the Evergreens defense has been pretty stout. They've played with their backs against the wall after three turnovers by the Evergreens offense in the first quarter. Quarterback takes a handoff here, and this is stacked up at the line of scrimmage, and this is going for a loss. Brennan Becker was met in the backfield, and down he goes for a loss of 2 yards. Austin Wodzinski got good penetration and roped the runner down by the knees and legs. Second and 12 coming up. So the Wausau East offense has struggled. Again, they've had the ball three times after turnovers in Everest territory and have only one touchdown to show for it. Quarterback Bryce Widmark gets the snap. It's a handoff up the middle, met at the line of scrimmage, and maybe a yard or two for Brennan Becker. You know, Becker got that ball 5 yards deep in the backfield, a chance to get up ahead of steam, but he really didn't get much there. Cody Cocker was there on defense. John Wiersbutt near the bottom of the pile, too. Got back the lost yardage on the last play. Here comes another third and long. It is third and 10 from the 20-yard line. Lumberjacks need to move the ball out to the 30. 4:20 to play, second quarter. Big play here. See if the Evergreens defense can get another three and out. Pass play, three-step drop. Widmark has a little time. Goes over the middle, has a man diving who makes the catch. First down. And you know what? That's really a blown play. Tim Nass cut in front of one of the other Lumberjack receivers. I don't think the ball was intended for him. The pass was going to be underthrown, and Nass came in and scooped it up. It's a gain of 17 yards, 18 yards on the completion, out to the 38-yard line. Just kind of a weird pass completion. And a frustrating completion for the Evergreens defense on a pass that wasn't well thrown. Nass did a good job catching up with kind of that dying duck kind of pass. Widmark from the shotgun, handoff, up the middle goes Brennan Becker. There's just nothing there for them up the middle. When Becker tries to run straight into the line, it's like running into a brick wall. He was able to move that ball forward for a yard, and that's it. with 3.5 minutes to play in the half. Well, at least this has been a blow, a little time on the sideline to catch their breath for the Lumberjacks defense. Not sure if East is going to be able to put together a sustained drive here or not, but it was most important at this stage in the ball game to give defense a little time to get recomposed. I think that's what's happening here. Widmark from the shotgun, he has three receivers. He fakes the pass, and it's a handoff. Misdirection, the Evergreens not buying it. It's a loss of yards. Almost looked like the Statue of Liberty play, where Widmark puts the ball up high like he's going to throw and then lets his running back come behind it and take it from him. And for all of that, it's a gain of only 2 yards. Evergreens did not bite. And another 3rd and 10 is coming up. Earlier on this drive, East was able to convert on 3rd and 10. See if the Evergreens have a stop in them on defense at this point. 2.5 minutes to play in the half. Widmark will work from the shotgun. He has two receivers up high and one to the near sideline. Evergreens might send pressure again. Blitz is coming. It's picked up. Throws to the sidelines. Incomplete. Pass was a little bit rushed. He was looking for Sean Wilson there. Wilson was unable to catch up with the ball or come back to it. It is 4th and 10, and the Evergreens have indeed gotten off the field. So Wausau East picks up one first down and now will have to punt it back. Widmark will punt it away, and Kyle Zableski awaits the return. Evergreens football brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting D.C. Everest sports. Long snap here. Widmark is indeed kicking it away. It's a pretty good kick out to the 30-yard line. Zableski's going to try and return. Breaks a tackle, gets across the 35, still going 40, carrying a man with him out to the 45 and the 46-yard line. 16-yard return on the punt for Kyle Zableski. And the Evergreens have 1:58 to work with, all three of their timeouts, and a 14-7 lead. At halftime, special guest, the big unit, Bill Michaels, who you hear at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday on Fox Sports Radio. Loved when Bill Michaels was a part of the Packers post-game show. He has since started his own radio talk show. Talking sports in Wisconsin, Bill Michaels is the best, and we spend some time with him at intermission. Nathan Reedy carrying on the handoff. He's got 5 yards across midfield to the 49-yard line.
That ball is handed off to number 24, Andrew.
So this is the second series in a row that we've seen Reedy as the featured back. Don't think there's anything wrong with Wyatt Brown trying to locate him on the sidelines. It is Reedy again at the Nick Sierakowski with a quick pass. Out to the sidelines, Mitchell Bowles complete. Uses a stiff arm across the 40 down to the 35-yard line. It's a gain of 17 yards and a first down, down to the 34-yard line. And he got out of bounds. Clock stops with 1:29 to play. Evergreens football brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue, Wausau. Getting ready for a fall hunting trip? Stop by Baseman's for great ideas on staying comfortable in any outdoor setting. Baseman's, a tradition for 80 years. Pass now to the sideline again. Complete to Mitchell Bowles. Short yardage here. Bowles is across the 30 down to the 28-yard line. Gain of 6. Evergreens will take a timeout. We'll keep it right here. Bowles was unable to get out of bounds. So with the clock about to run off more valuable time, the Evergreens will take that timeout. They still have two left. 14-7, D.C. Everest, after what was a very rocky start. A win here puts the Evergreens back to .500 for the season. Wausau East is 1-4 coming in. Common opponents for these teams, they both have wins over Appleton West. Next week on Fox Sports Radio, would you believe, next week it's week 7 of the high school football season, and both of these teams will be on the road. We will have live coverage of Wausau East Kakana game. D.C. Everest will have the tape delay game next week as they play Appleton East. Appleton East is hoping for a win tonight, which would bring them to .500, so that potentially could be a battle of two 3-3 teams.
Second and five for the
Eagles. They'll be jockeying for playoff position. After the timeout, second and five from the 28-yard line. Nick Sierakowski's under center. Wyatt Brown back in, second man through. Wyatt Brown is forward across the 25. Didn't quite get the 24-yard line, which is what he needed for the first down. Clock continues to run. It's going to be third and one. 1:08 to play. The Evergreens are not going to use a timeout here. The ball just outside the red zone. The Evergreens will let it go under a minute by the time they snap here. Third down, they need a yard. Nick Sierakowski is looking. We've got a whistle, and Wausau East is going to take a defensive timeout. We'll take a one-minute break as well.
One
minute to play in the half, 14-7. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels, and that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Take it a defensive timeout. The Evergreens have the ball at the 25-yard line and a key third and one to try and keep this drive going. Nick Sierakowski's under center, keeps it himself, moves forward, and I believe he's got the first down. You bet. Second effort. He's got 3 or 4 yards. First down to the 21-yard line. The clock will briefly stop while the chains are moved, and the Evergreens are right up at the line of scrimmage, ready to spike the ball or ready to run another play. 50 seconds left in the half. Sierakowski will run another play, fakes the pass, keeps it down. Sierakowski running, has a lot of room, cuts it towards the middle of the field, takes a hit, and goes down with a gain of a yard or two. Evergreen's going to have to use a timeout here. And they do. Nick Sierakowski didn't like his passing options downfield. He faked, then bought more time for himself towards the middle of the field, and then decided to run the ball. And he got only 1 yard from the 20 to the 19-yard line where it is second down. Evergreen's leading 14-7, and they are looking for more before halftime. Wausau East gets the ball to start the second half. At halftime, we'll look at other scores from around central Wisconsin. Our scores and schedule brought to you by The Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. Spencer Loomis is standing by in our Fox Sports Radio Game Night studios. We'll also spend some time with Bill Michaels, our late morning and early afternoon sports talk host, one of the great sports voices of Wisconsin, Bill Michaels. Bill Michaels telling me before the game had a great time up the Fall Ride in Tomahawk, something that he'd been looking forward to for a long time, talked about a lot on the air. Glad that he was able to spend some quality time in central Wisconsin. Bill has taken in a lot of football, high school, college, and pro. First down, second down, second and nine. 37 seconds left in the half. Nick Sierakowski's under center, backs in the I formation. Sierakowski, five-step drop. Pressure coming, throws over the middle. He's got his man. It's a strike, and it's a touchdown pass to Wyatt Brown. Brown was unaccounted for coming out of the backfield, and it's a 19-yard touchdown pass. Nick Sierakowski felt the pressure, too. Blitz was coming off the far side of the line, and Sierakowski stood tall in the pocket and delivered a strike to Wyatt Brown. Evergreens go up by two scores with 32 seconds left. It's a direct snap. They're going to try for the two-point conversion, and they're going to get it. A direct snap and a successful two-point conversion carried in by Mason Hagenbusher. And the Evergreens now lead 22-7. Not much has gone right for the Wausau East Lumberjacks. The officials are gathering at the goal line. I can't believe that there's any kind of discussion about whether Mason Hagenbusher got in. He did. the indication was that he got in. And they are indeed going to give the Everest Evergreens the two-point conversion. So that's Nick Sarakowski's second touchdown pass. He threw a strike earlier to Kyle Zableski. And now a touchdown pass to Wyatt Brown. As suspected, the Wausau East defense has some issues. It's a defensive unit that struggled. The Evergreens have scored touchdowns on their last three touches. Evergreens football brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Kyle Kurtenbach to kick off. When the Lumberjacks get the ball back, they'll have one timeout and about a half minute to work with before we get to intermission. Kyle Kurtenbach's kick is a low line drive kick. Matt Grady gets it at the 5-yard line, across the 10, 15. He's still on his feet. Gets across the 20, is down at the 24-yard line with 26 seconds to play.
And on that stuff for the Evergreens was number 31, Joel Dack.
So the Evergreens have had long, sustained touchdown drives on their last three touches. And there's very little time for the Lumberjacks to work with here with the ball at the 24. Here comes quarterback Bryce Widmark. Widmark will be under center here with receivers out on either side. Widmark gets the snap. He's going to take a knee. And Wausau East will head to the locker room trailing 22-7. And I don't believe they will have to snap it again. Nope, we will run down to all zeros as the first half will go into the books. DC Everest comes to the locker room scoring on their last three possessions. They lead the Lumberjacks now 22-7 at halftime on homecoming weekend. This may be a somewhat longer halftime than what we normally have, because there are a couple of homecoming-related activities that are taking place. We've already had the homecoming court introduced before the game. The Everest Band and the Everest Dance Team will be entertaining at halftime as well. And we also have Wall of Fame inductees who are at tonight's ball game, with it being homecoming and many alumni here. New names being added to the Wall of Fame outside of Steam Stadium, and many of those honorees are right in front of our broadcast position at the Steam Stadium press box. We will take a three-minute timeout. We will get our high school scores updated with Spencer Loomis back in our studios. We will also spend some time with Bill Michaels, our halftime guest. At intermission, DC Everest 22, Wausau East 7. Back in 3 minutes with Spencer Loomis standing by on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Check it out. It's free. Cloverbelt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Cloverbelt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free, because it comes with a big difference benefit only CCU provides, the Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card, and your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise, you can travel, download music, videos, there are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.